Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August 12th, 2016, Purple. Today's theme is provided by my friend Tabs, who invited me into the Dog Days of Podcasting in the first place. You can listen to her lovely voice at fantabulous.com. Pretty babies, Bella babies, how are you today? My grandmother singing to her African violets was better than an alarm clock on summer mornings when I was a kid. She would hold a mister or watering can in her deep olive hands and pet the undersides of the soft leaves. You never touch the tops, no matter how tantalizing the deep green velvet might seem. The table was oval, with a marble top and a dark wood center support that split into the feet. You've probably seen tables like it in home decorating magazines. Most people, these days, paint the wood white. On the top of the table is where the African violets lived, center stage in the living room, right in front of the picture window, a riot of different purples. Periwinkle blues, indigos, and true crayon purples. In my entire life, I never saw that table without pots and pots of violets, and I never saw that window without draperies, or at least sheer curtains, to filter the light. I have vague recollections of it being covered in sheets of plastic a few times during the winter, but I might be remembering wrong. The violets, though, the African violets, are indelibly drawn in my brain and my heart. The deep purple flowers may have been dainty, but my grandmother kept them alive through year after year, and while they may have begun merely as flowers to her and to all of us, they became a universal constant eventually. Through grief and loss, through joy and delight in summer and winter, heat, humidity, rain, snow, ice, those flowers kept blooming under my grandmother's tender care. It was the same care she offered to me and to all of my cousins whenever we stayed in her house. Oh, I joke about her penchant for cursing at us in Italian or threatening us with wooden spoons when we tried her patience, spoons that never once came into contact with any child. I laughingly recall some of her pet phrases, the ones my cousins and I refer to as Estherisms. Oh, you've got a mat on, when one of us was in a snit. You're a miserable wretch, when we were being complete brats. Okay, you have to admit, that one's kind of fun to say. I need a little something, when she was jonesing for a cookie with her afternoon coffee. But that same voice that would let a string of Italian don't even ask me to spell that roll off her tongue when she was annoyed would also be the one to coax you into laughter by reciting poetry. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. Come on, you know it. Do it with me. Or the same voice that would soothe us by singing a lullaby to soothe away our tears. Lula, 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 baby, do you want the stars to play with? And at some point, in my head, in my heart, the purple flowers became not just something my grandmother loved, something she grew, but something that represented her presence, even after she was no longer living on the earth. Most people don't realize that violets have a kind of tease built into their scent. When you first smell them, they actually numb your olfactory senses. So instead of a continuous flow of their earthy sweet aroma, you get little bursts of perfume. Knowing this, I think I can be forgiven if when I wake in the middle of the night to a sky so dark it may as well be purple, I feel like I can catch the faintest wisp of my grandmother's presence, feel the echo of her cool hand against my forehead, hear the ghost of her sing-songing greetings to her violets. Pretty babies, Bella babies, how are you today? Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.